Minecraft Me is brought to you by viewers and listeners like you on Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/Minecraft to support the show that's all about Minecraft. From beginner to expert, thanks to you, we're able to put an awesome show on the air. For more information, head over to patreon.com/Minecraft.
This is Minecraft Me, a show that is about Minecraft, where we bring you some of the most awesome tutorials on the internet, reviews of mods and pack picks that you can use when you play. We take you on awesome adventures, all with Chase and Joe.
Hey guys, welcome again to another edition of Minecraft Me. This is the show that is entirely about the game from Mojang called Minecraft. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or expert. We like to show you how to play this awesome building blocks game. Hopefully you guys have had a great week and you're working on your Dr. Seuss challenges. And we can't wait to see those next week. But in the meantime, this show you guys have been asking for, and we're finally going to get the ball rolling on Feed the Beast. But first, before we jump into that, I got to introduce my partner, my good friend, and our administrator for our soon-to-be-launching Feed the Beast server, Mr. Joseph Falby. Hey, Joe, how's it going, man?
It goes, you know.
Good, good, good. No doubt you had a good week.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a whole week since we did the last one.
Yeah.
It's been good. I believe, right now in the middle of trying to do some stuff at PDX Land.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm busy, really busy. We had two fantastic Minecraft tournaments or contests during the LAN over the last couple of days.
Yeah. They were pretty cool. LAN, I heard a lot of people talk about it.
Right. Yeah. I think I talked about the contest we did. I don't remember if I talked about it on last week's show, if I announced what they were going to be. They're pretty cool. We're calling it race to the diamond. And basically,
Do you remember who won that?
I sure don't. And we had two different people. And because the LAN is fairly large, you know, 500 people, it's always hard for me to keep track of who it is. But Cameron and I ran them, and they were super exciting. And I gave out a whole bunch of other prizes. it was quite entertaining. So it was good.
Yeah. No. I wish I could have made it to the LAN, but I couldn't. But
this one's been sold out for a long time too.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
this
I know.
One sold out really, really quickly.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll be doing more Minecraft stuff coming up next year, or not next year, later this year.
Yes.
In June or July. I don't know.
At
more PDX lands,
right?
So, yeah, it'll be later.
Yeah,
but
so cool. Well, I'm glad you had a great time at the LAN. I wish I could have been there and hang out with you guys, but no doubt.
It's actually still going on. It'd be going on right now as we were if recording this.
It is going on right now. You just took some time to step away to record this show.
I drove all the way home.
We actually green screened your background, Joe.
Is that what it is? That's why there's all this. Never mind. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
let's do this. Right. So this show is going to be a little bit different, you guys, because we want to dedicate as much time as we can to get you guys started into Feed the Beast. Now, we've done this before a long time ago, but a lot has changed.
And this
is different.
This isn't really going to be what to do when you first play Feed the Beast.
No.
Because Feed the Beast, honestly, the first few days in Feed the Beast is really similar to regular Minecraft. You're crafting the same sort of stuff. You're doing the same sort of digging. Things get a little bit more complicated the longer you play it. But it's sort of a daunting thing. And I've tried to think about how we can cover this in the past. And the best I can come up with is we're going to pick a subject and we're going to talk about that subject. Maybe not go super in depth with it, but we're going to at least talk about it and give you an idea of things you can do when you're starting. Things that'll help you out without costing a whole bunch of resources or taking a lot of time to do. And it's something that I kind of wish I'd had when I first played Feed the Beast, because I would always sort of do the old Minecraft thing. And then somebody else who'd had tons of experience with Feed the Beast would come by and be like, yeah, you know, you can build this Feed the Beast contraption and you'll be done in, like, I don't know, half the time, and you can store three times as much. So what we're going to do this time is we're going to do storage. We're going to talk about different kinds of chests and different storage methods. The one thing we're not going to talk about, because it deserves, let's say... three episodes all by themselves is what's called the ME storage system, which is part of, I can't remember the name of the mod right now, Applied Energistics. Yeah. AE. It's a really, really cool thing, but we're not really going to talk about it this time because it is awfully daunting and huge and humongous and complex. And so we're not going to deal with it right now. We're just going to sort of go with smaller storage methods for now.
So we're going to talk about
Really cool
where to grab, what pack we're going to be using, where to grab it. We're going to have a link in our show notes.
Yep.
And then also the same pack and same everything that we're going to be using here will be used when we launch our Feed the Beast Patreon server. Okay. So
right.
And we'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. So first thing you guys want to do in Feed the Beast is obviously go get Feed the Beast. It is a collection of mod packs and maps for Minecraft. Okay. And it's helped to create those things. And so the first thing you want to do is you'll head to feed-the-beast.com. And like I said, we'll have a link in the show notes. So in case if you don't know where to go, but essentially you'll head to the download page and you'll have three different options. If you're on PC, you're going to want to grab the EXE. If you're on OS X or Linux, you grab the .jar. And there's also an app version as well, which is basically a zip. It's a compressed version, but essentially you want to grab the appropriate one. Now the jar will work on PC just fine.
It'll work on, so the jar should open up right from Java. That's what a jar is for.
Right.
So if you're on Windows, if you're on Mac, if you're on Linux, if you're on any platform and you don't think you can run the EXE, but you can run Java, the jar is probably your best bet.
Right. So the first thing what will happen is when you go and download and get the EXE, it's going to bring you to this launcher. Now, I've done a lot of things ahead of time. So obviously you guys saw how quick this was. Depending on your internet speed and your system, it may take you some time. So don't panic if things kind of stall. It's just important to give it time until you get to this screen here. Once you've done that, you're going to want to create a profile. And when you create a profile, it's essentially asking for your username and password. This is what you use in your normal Minecraft launcher, the one from Mojang. Once you've done that and you've set up your profile here, stop. Don't go further, because as you can see here, there are loads of different mods here. And Joe, just talking about this real quick, we're going to be using Direwolf 20 Minecraft version 1.7.10. This is what we're going to use for our demonstrations and what we're going to use for our public's Patreon server. But
right,
there are other ones here that are made by other teams, right?
Right, yeah, the Direwolf 20 pack is just the one that I've spent the most time in, and it's the one that I think has a lot of popularity behind it. A lot of people seem to really enjoy that pack. It's a good collection of different mods that work together reasonably well,
right,
and it allows a lot of kind of cool technical things. He's kept it up to date. Direwolf has a really nice YouTube video series on the different mods and stuff like that. The different things that he's put into his mod pack, and they're well worth the watch. He goes way more in depth on some of the stuff than I ever will, just because that's what he does.
Understood.
I will self admit I have a few, I'll say maybe a few dozens of hours into Feed the Beast. I'm sure Direwolf has a few dozens of hundreds of hours into Feed the Beast. So I'm not in any way, shape, or form an expert on this. There are actually people on the Minecraft Me server and in the community who are way better at this than I am and have shown me everything I know and more that I couldn't remember because there was just too much.
Understood.
But we will at some point, I'm sure, bring in some of those guys and get some ideas from them and some advice from them and things, directions we can go with this as the Feed the Beast series goes on. But we're going to start out simple, and simple is easy because I like simple.
Yes,
it's just straightforward. But yeah, so things to look at in the launcher. Other things besides the pack, we will be using Direwolf 21.7.10. 1.7.10 is the most recent version for Forge, which is what these mods live in. They live in Forge, not regular vanilla Minecraft. It's a different environment. And yeah, so Direwolf 21710. Other things to look at though in the launcher, the options button up at the top. Here's where you can set how much memory you want to give to it. You can force update, which would basically delete all of the local files. You can change where you want it to store all your files. And then a few other things like that. Whether you want it to show the console or hide the console, you see that window in the background right to the left? That's the console. If you're comfortable with how it runs and you don't need to see that thing scrolling by to know that it's actually running, you can hide the console and then you don't have to see it. But
I like leaving it open, and so in case there's a weird bug or error, I can see what's going on.
A lot of the bugs you can't really do anything with.
Yeah, that's true.
And the other thing too is if you're not familiar with it, you may not want to see it because even plugins and mods that are working perfectly throw errors all the time. They just do. Just how it goes. So you'll see blocks of red text go by. It's really entertaining to watch the server start because there's like 30 different errors that go flashing by, but they're really just warnings, that sort of thing. They're not detrimental. They don't break anything. They just, I don't know. It's always been that way with Feed the Beast,
right.
At least every time I've ever started it. So you can leave it on or turn it off. You do want to bump up memory. I think it defaults to like a gig.
It's at two. You really should bump it up. I'm going to take it to 4.
Yeah, you should really bump it up a little bit. Maybe to 4-ish. Depends on how much memory you have in the system. If you're running 32 or 64-bit Windows, or I'm sorry, Java, not Windows doesn't matter as much as Java does.
Well, I got 12 gigs of memory installed here, so I can safely probably go to 4.
That's not bad. Yeah, as long as it's running, like I said, if you're not running 64-bit Java, which it depends on how you install it. You can't go past about 3.5 gigs.
Right.
So, you'll just want to leave that lower. But then, yeah, that's really pretty much it. The other thing I did is I think it's under advanced options. I unchecked auto maximize. Yeah. Cause that always annoys me. And then you can actually handset the window size you want there on that screen as well. Over on the right, you can set exactly the screen size you want. So if you want it to be if you have some size, like I have a Minecraft screen that I play in on vanilla Minecraft, and that's the same size screen I want Feed the Beast to be in. I want the same size just because it's easier to see and it's a known portion of my screen. So that works out a lot better for me. Plus, I couldn't play it. I couldn't play it full screen. It would be
right
daunting, and even my video cards wouldn't keep up with it, I don't think.
Right.
So DX9 Doug in the chat points out you should never go over 2 gigs if you're on 32-bit Java. I don't know. I've never actually played Minecraft in 32-bit Java.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
All right. Anything else we need to do like with maps and textures or anything like that? Or
no, you don't really have to do anything else. You just hit the go button and then you wait.
Okay. So
depending on how fast your internet connection is, you wait for a few minutes.
So I'm gonna hit launch. Now remember, you guys, you gotta create your profile first. I've already did this ahead of time. I'm going to hit launch, and now it is doing its thing. And as you see, that window closed.
Yep.
This is the...
That's the console screen that, like I said, you can turn off if you want to. All those yellow things are warnings. You can ignore them.
There's some red. There's some...
Yep, and you can ignore those. Like I said, if you're going to freak out about any errors or anything like that, just hide the console window. You don't have to worry about it because they're okay.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Because right now, as you can see, I do have the Minecraft 1710 down here, but it's still a black screen because all this still has to load, right?
It's loading a bunch of mods in the background. It takes a lot of time and a lot of memory. Give it some time.
And if you're running it for the first time, you guys, it's going to take even longer than what our show is showing. We're doing this in real time. As you could see, but the thing you got to realize is, you guys, it's got to download all those mods and stuff, and it's going to take some time. As you see, it says not responding. Well, that's because it's still loading. So give it a chance. You got to give it time. You got to be patient. And it's still going. It's, as you could see, still going.
It does little bursts, and then it slows down for a bit, and then it speeds up again, and then it slows back down, throws a couple more errors out. And then just when you think that it's going to completely crash and hose your whole machine,
it starts.
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't
be going over eager with that kill command if you're worried about it. Just let it go.
I really hope that obviously we're going to get into this a lot more, down the road. But I noticed in the launcher that you can add in, like, looks like not texture packs, but like shaders and such within the mod itself, right? That's what it looked like anyway.
Yeah, so it's the so this is built on the Forge plugin architecture or mod architecture,
right?
Which we've talked about before as we've done our different like not kind of like Optifine, but different shader packs and stuff like that. Those mods are also based in Forge. So the Forge client is 100% compatible with the vanilla Minecraft server, the bucket server, the spigot server, but it allows you to put client-side mods into it. Now, the cool thing about Feed the Beast is Feed the Beast takes advantage of that Forge client-side stuff and server-side mods. And so those mods can talk to each other between the server and the client versus bucket and spigot, where the communication between client and server is a little limited. Most of those things all live on the server. And the client can access the data, but doesn't necessarily, unless you have commands or some other certain ways, doesn't necessarily have a good way to communicate with the server. With Forge, it's completely the other way. All of the mods and are reliant on the server and the mods actually being installed in the server as well. So you'll see when you get into it. You'll see.
So here is it's loaded. It's here and. Obviously, it looks a lot like regular Minecraft. The only difference is that you can see in the bottom left-hand corner, it says Feed the Beast, Direwolf 20. Yep. Bottom
and
right.
If you click mods, you see there's a new mods button.
Right.
And those are all the different mods. And this should look really familiar to anybody who's watched our previous shows where we talked about Forge.
Yeah.
Because this is Forge. This is the Forge mods that are loaded into Forge. So you actually could, theoretically... I wouldn't
load
try it.
Every one of these into
load
Forge.
Load all of those into a vanilla Minecraft install, and it might work.
Wow!
But it would take a while, and it probably would need some work to get them to talk to each other. Right? I wouldn't bother.
So is there any pre-stuff here we need to do before jumping into the server?
Only your standard Minecraft stuff. So, like for me, I always hit options. I turn the FOV up a little bit.
I turn off music. I turn off music.
If you go. Turn that down, really?
No,
I
was
console player over here.
No,
no, to video settings.
Yeah,
turn brightness all the way up.
Oh, yeah, of course, for the show.
And I turn off clouds
because
they annoy me.
Fair enough. Okay,
there you go. And that should be it. And then you can turn on anisotropic filtering if you want. There's a few other video settings in there, down the bottom right. Your max frame rate, if you want to be one of those people, it's like, I'm going to be elite and be 144p or whatever. You can turn that up or down as needed.
Well, for me,
look at you. You're breaking it.
I think it did break.
You did break it.
How did
I
break it?
You turned up anisotropic filtering too high.
It was only zero or wait. It was only, oh, there it goes. It was 0.16. Yeah, there you go.
So leave the rest of those alone. We don't want to break it any more than you already have.
I think I did break it. It's not responding.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, this is what happened. You told me to come into here.
I said they were there. I didn't say you should be clicking on all of it.
Oh, there it goes. Well, it's back.
So. Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, all right. So it's all the standard Minecraft settings, all the standard. If you use any of the Forge graphics plugins, you'll see most of those options there. And then it's regular Minecraft, single player, multiplayer, however you want to do it. I did set up a Minecraft Me temporary server for the show. And so you're going to hop in right now, right?
That's right. Yep. And it's taking its... now, remember, you guys...
You can see all the errors scrolling by on the server side. It's kind of entertaining.
Yeah, hey, errors?
Look. Yeah. It always happens.
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, it looks like it's stalling, but really, it's got a lot of stuff it's got to load in. Look, there's a there's a mini map there.
And sync the mods and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so just taking a look at the basic Forge interface, it should look a lot like Minecraft. It does, doesn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So up in the top right, that's just one of the mini maps. I don't know which one this is, but it's a really cool one. I wonder if they have a light. Anyway, that's one of the standard. That's just one of the mini maps. You could use it with vanilla Minecraft if you really wanted to. Again, you just have to use Forge. If you hit E, things are a little different here.
A lot different.
Yes, this is NEI, not enough items. And the big thing is here because. Feed the Beast or the different Feed the Beast packs have so many new items, it's really hard to keep track of what they are and know off the top of your head all the different crafting recipes for them. So we're going to be back into this and we'll talk about how to use this and some of the cool things about this in a little bit, but you should see that it's here. Some of the other cool things you can see, I'm going to set you real quick. So close that. Hit E.
Okay.
I'm going to change you over to an op just for a little bit, and then we'll change you back because I don't trust you. And then, so now if you hit E again,
okay,
you'll see now you have a few options over on the left. So over on the left here, you can set, you can do turn on the rain, you can turn off the rain, you can change your game mode, you can turn change the time of day, you can heal yourself if you want to. And these are options that are available to ops on a server, people who have access to the commands. So right now you can do those things. Normally you wouldn't be able to because you're not an op, but they're kind of nice quick reference things. I'm gonna de-op you so you lose those. Up at the top is NEI subsets. If you see that, if you click on that, this is breaking items out that are on the right by different categories. So if you hover over blocks, yeah, it's kind of a weird menu to use. You can see it just shows you certain kinds of blocks and certain move over. So hover over one of the blocks in the middle there. Nope. Yep. And those are different blocks that are available. If you hover over mob spawners up at the very top.
Oh.
Nope. Back in there. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
See how it popped out a third menu?
Yeah.
So this shows you the different mob spawners that are in there. It's just another way to get to these blocks, and the lists do scroll. So if you hover over any one of those and scroll your wheel, you'll see it scroll. Yep. Cool. And then the other nice thing is sometimes you'll get somebody who says, hey, you should check out something in the factorization mod or however. If you go to see the mod pull down on the left.
Yeah.
So now those are all the different mods that are actually loaded. So if you go over to the right, you can scroll down, look for factorization, and you can go to the right and see all of the items that are added from factorization.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And all these blocks, all these different mods, these are just created by people that are thinking, hey, I wanted to have something interesting and create up something, yeah. And they just did this on their own.
Right. So a good example is somebody said, hey, I don't think we should be able to create better swords. So I'm going to make a mod that allows you to craft, instead of just iron, you can craft dragon enchanted mega steel or something.
Okay.
I'm using it. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Anyway, so you can craft some kind of special steel that you have to use a dragon egg for, and you have to use this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this. And of course, because you can do that, you have to have an object to represent each of those things in each one of those steps. And so, yeah, it's things people have actually written or programmed for the game to add content, add capabilities.
Nice.
And you can see in the Direwolf 20 pack, there are a lot of them. A lot of them. I mean, a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. So, and they're all, a lot of them are really, really cool. Most of them, I have no idea what they do, honestly. I'll straight up, I have no idea. But some of them I do. And some of the cool ones, there's one up there you see that is chicken chunks.
Yeah.
If you hover over that. So those two objects are chunk loaders. The top one is a chunk loader. The bottom one's a spot loader. Chunk loader, the cool thing about it is you can put it in a world. And you know how currently on a regular Minecraft server, if you place if you do a redstone contraption or a mechanical device or anything like that, and you leave the neighboring chunks,
yeah,
it will stop that device. A chunk loader will keep those chunks active. So they can keep running even if you're not on the server. And that's really important in Feed the Beast in some places because you have machines that need to be able to run while you're not next to them.
Huh.
So that's one example of something that's really cool. And that chicken chunks, all it does is introduce those two chunk loaders. That's it. Or a chunk loader and a spot loader. There are other mods that also add a chunk loader, but they're different to craft. So if you and actually we'll show that real quick. So go ahead and click out of that menu.
Okay.
And down at the bottom, you see that black bar?
Yeah.
If you click on it.
Okay.
And then start typing chunk loader. Or chunk.
Okay. Chunk.
Okay. And then do space L and just to there we go. Space L.
Space L. Got it.
There you go. Okay. So now you can see. On the right side, it's filtered all those blocks down to only things that have chunk loader in the name.
Oh.
So the first one you recognize is the one from Chicken Chunks. You see it?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, yeah, chicken loader.
So yeah, the other ones are also chunk loaders, but if you look underneath it, it says, the second one says, from Mine Factory Reloaded. That's the mod it's from.
Ah, okay.
And the third one is from Steve's Carts. That's the mod that one's from. And each one of these, the first two I know basically fill the same role, but they're different to craft. So if you click on chicken chunk on the chicken chunk loader, the first one,
okay,
you can see that's actually what it takes to craft an ender pearl, some gold ingots, and an enchantment table. That's it. The second one, if you click on it, takes plastic sheets, a resonant energy cell, some tesseracts, all of these blocks that if you've never played Feed the Beast before, you have no idea what those are.
Wow. The learning curve just spiked up on me.
Yeah, exactly. So, and this is still, we're still just talking about NEI. We're talking about how NEI works and things you can do in NEI. You can go through and look at all these different items. Now, if you pick, so let's take a look at plastic sheets.
Okay.
They seem pretty simple, right? So click on that.
Okay.
That's how you make plastic sheets.
So you need four pieces of raw plastic.
So if you click on raw plastic, that's how you get raw plastic.
So you have to smelt straw with a jungle sapling.
Well, see the arrows on the top? So these are different methods for creating raw plastic. So the easiest method, the method I've used, is smelting rubber bars. Because you can get rubber bars from rubber trees, which it gets complicated really fast.
Yeah.
you'll start building something. And I've done this before. I'll be like, hey, I totally want to build this really sweet, cool thing. And then I'll be like, okay, so I need that. And to make that, I need this. And to make those, I need this. And to make that, I need. And before you know it, you're 8 items deep in terms of stuff you have to make the thing you want to make, which sounded really complicated.
Yes,
but
it did.
Really made sense.
Yeah.
so anyway, that's why we're not going super in depth with any of this stuff today. We're just going to show you some basic stuff to start out, things that make it easy. But NEI is a really, really powerful tool.
Oh my God.
And we will use it, and we'll talk about how we use it in a minute. To get rid of the search filter, just right click on that bar at the bottom.
Okay.
There you go.
Got it.
So go ahead and hit E to get out of that.
Okay.
And what we're going to talk about is storage.
Boxes.
Seems simple, right? Boxes, chests, however you want to call it. There's a chest, right? Normal chest, Minecraft chest. Nothing unusual about that at all. If you right-click on it, you can see it's got stuff.
It's got wood.
In this case, wood oak. So grab those 3 stacks of wood oak for me real quick.
All right.
Okay, now, when you play Minecraft, what is the first thing you build?
You build a crafting bench. You got to punch trees, and then you build a crafting bench.
Punch trees to get wood, not watch informative murder porn.
You
punch trees to get wood.
Yes.
And go watch South. Never mind. Anyway, so go ahead and craft a crafting table.
Okay. All right.
Okay, you already did it wrong.
Oh, stoop.
This is why I need to spell out all the recipes to you.
Yeah.
Just one piece of wood up there.
Yeah, I know. Well,
there
you
go.
Yeah, then I got planks and
Yeah, you got planks. Okay, grab the planks to make the. Yeah, there. One more. There you go. Now you got a crafting table.
Yeah, there you go.
Now this is Feed the Beast though.
Yeah,
crafting tables are so vanilla Minecraft. So pop back into that little editor.
Oh no. Okay. Fine.
Okay. So grab that crafting table and put it back up in the crafting area. Look at that. Now you can make
a crafting station.
That's all it takes. Make crafting station. Really
cool.
So just one table
to make a station. What's the difference? Yes.
Right. We'll grab it and I'll show you real quick. It's actually pretty cool.
All right.
So I'll have you throw a crafting. Go ahead and put the crafting station down somewhere. I'm going to set it back to morning.
It just disappeared.
Oh, you know what? We're too close to spawn. I don't want to op you. We're gonna have to go further away.
Okay.
I'll forget it. We'll op you. All right. So hit E for me though, real quick.
Okay.
And go to options.
Oh. All right. Options.
Down at the bottom left.
Oh.
No.
These options.
Back in NEI. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Options. Go to inventory. And I want you to switch that over to recipe mode from cheat mode. Yep. There you go. And hit back. Okay. and back again and hit E again to get out of that. Okay.
All right.
So all that's going to do, and now you should be able to place that crafting table.
All right. So I need to make a new crafting table.
No. You already have it in your hand. What are you doing?
I do. No, I don't.
Yeah. You have something in your hand.
I have nothing in my
hand.
What's
that?
Nothing.
Oh, well, it's there.
That's
there
weird. It wasn't showing in my hand.
It's probably a bug because of that you couldn't place it before.
Okay.
So if you right click on the crafting station, take a look. Right click on it. Looks exactly the same, right?
Nothing different.
Put a couple of those planks onto it, though. Or a couple of those wood, sorry. Just put a few of those on there. Just stack them on top of each other. We're going to need some planks, that's why. So, we need planks. What are you doing? We need planks.
It's all right. My bad. Jeez. Calm down.
Just stack them. Just double-click on them.
Wait, that's bark.
That's just one stack in one. There you go. Planks. Okay, now grab a couple of those out. But leave the wood logs in place. There you go.
Okay, so I got those. Okay.
Okay, now go ahead and close the crafting station.
All right, so hit E. Okay.
Did you notice anything different?
No. Did I miss
something? Okay, do the same thing with the crafting table.
All right, so I'll go over here and all right, so there's that. Actually, I'll just bring the whole stack over. And
just grab a couple of the oak planks and put them down.
All right, so there's 12. There you go. Okay.
Okay, now close that.
Oh.
Now, did you notice anything different?
Yeah.
So now go back to the crafting station and take a look.
Whoa.
It's still there.
Yeah.
So the difference between a crafting station and a crafting table is the station will keep the items that you use in it. So an example would be if you close that real quick.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make a wood chest, or I'm going to start to make a wood chest. So now if you pop back into that, if you open that back up, the crafting station.
Whoa.
Yeah. See, the blocks that I put together are still there.
They're still there.
So they're still there.
Huh?
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
That is cool.
I'm getting tired of clicking on my chat when you. All right, so that's what's really cool about the crafting station. I really like the crafting station. It's pretty wild.
So here's a stupid question: why would anybody make a crafting table? Do you just make the table to make the station and that's it? Or
you have to make the table to make the station, and there is a reason to have a crafting station or a crafting table rather, and that would be if you're playing in a server and there's other people around and you don't necessarily trust them to come in and not steal your stuff off your crafting station. You might just build the table because then you can't leave anything on.
Okay.
But in general, a crafting station is what I use for almost everything.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to do, I think this works. Yes, that does work. Okay. So this is the other cool thing about it. Did you grab the chest out of there?
I did.
Okay. So throw that chest on the ground next to the crafting station.
Okay.
Okay. Now open the crafting station again.
The
station.
Whoa.
Look at that. The chest shows up. So if you have a chest adjacent to a crafting station, you'll have access to that chest while you're in the crafting station.
Yeah.
So that is a really, really cool and very powerful thing.
Yeah.
It means that you're not limited to the inventory you have on hand. You can keep whatever you want in the chest next to it. So we are talking about storage this, right? About storage for this episode.
Yes.
We want to talk about chests. Let's start out with chests because those are easy.
Okay.
We built a wooden chest.
Yep.
Basic storage. That's how Minecraft works. The next step up from a wooden chest, is a copper chest. Now, copper is new in Feed the Beast, but it's just like anything else. You'll find it as you dig for it. It's just another ore. If you open up that crafting station, you can see. Okay. So this is the basic recipe for most of these chests. It's a regular chest surrounded by blocks.
Okay.
By whatever you want.
All right.
So here's a copper chest. So I'm going to grab the copper chest. I'm going to throw it in the regular chest. See, look at these things moving around magically. It's cool. So now I'll do an iron chest. And again, these are all basically the same thing. The difference between the different ones is we'll talk about in a minute. Now I want to build a gold chest. Now you'd think I take a regular wooden chest surrounded by gold, but look, I don't get a chest out of this.
Why?
Well, because a gold chest requires an intermediate chest. You have to build an iron chest first. Now, if you want to see, and now see, now I have a gold chest. Now, if you want to see that for sure, down in NEI, in the menu on the very bottom, on the search bar,
yeah,
remember that we used before?
Yeah.
Type in gold chest.
Ah, there it is.
Okay. And if you click on that chest, you'll see the recipe for it. And so those are different methods of making a gold chest. So you can do, there's only two right now. You can do an iron chest totally surrounded by gold, or you can do an iron chest surrounded by gold and glass. If you hover over one of those glass blocks, you'll see they're tinted or they're stained glass or they are hardened glass. I don't think it's any pure regular glass. Different kinds of glass besides generic Minecraft glass. So which are you? Are you glass? You have a lot of glass or do you have a lot of gold? Because that's what you want to choose based on what you have available.
Okay.
So so if you go ahead and hit escape to get out of the NEI interface real quick. So I'll go ahead and pull the gold chest out, move it over to the right.
Okay.
Now, of course, we wouldn't be Minecraft if there weren't a
diamond
couple others.
Chests, right?
Diamond chests, of course. So you want to see how to make a diamond chest?
So I just go down here and I can type in diamond chest, right?
Yep.
All right, so there it is, third one over. And that one, wow, that takes a little bit more involved.
It does. It requires some special different kinds of glass. So it requires glass, and it requires diamond, and it requires a gold or an iron chest. And you can see the difference. The gold chest, you only need two diamond to upgrade. The iron chest, you need three diamond.
And one of them is industrial diamond and one's basic diamond.
Yeah, they're from different mods, but they're the same chest. They're the same type of device. So it's different methods of getting to the same place. So I'm going to throw some. I think the regular glass is enough for this. It should be. I don't know why it's not showing up in the chat in the chest there. Yep, there they are. So I think the regular diamonds are enough for that. We do need a gold chest to start with, which you happen to have in the chest over to the left already. So why don't you go ahead and make that or try?
All right.
We'll see how it goes.
All right.
Now, actually, let's show. We'll show one of the other cool things about NEI. So if you click on the chest in the menu on the right.
Okay.
And now pick the recipe you prefer.
So we're gonna go with this one, right?
Yeah. Okay. So hold shift down and hit question mark. Click the question mark. Now, you don't have the items in your inventory to make that because they were in the chest, not in your inventory. So grab the diamonds.
Oh, okay. So
the glass.
Okay. And then the gold chest, right?
And the gold chest. And we'll see. I don't know why that's not working.
All right. So I'll go back here.
And you should be able to just hit shift and question mark to
hold
get.
Hold shift and question mark?
Yeah. Hold shift and click the question mark. And it should fill in the crafting station with what you can make. I'm not sure why it's not, but who cares? You saw how to make it. Let's give that a try.
All right.
So
I'm going to put the two diamonds on the outside and then the glass on the tops and bottoms.
With the gold chest in the middle.
Gold chest in the middle. Got it. So, all right. So gold chest in the middle. Okay. Diamonds on the outside and then glass.
Remember, you can hold down right click and just slide it across and it'll drop one block.
But there you go.
And then there's your diamond chest. So now go ahead and grab that and throw that in the other chest along with the unused diamond and glass just real quick.
Yep.
Just throw it in the chest next in the storage chest. No. Throw the unused stuff from your inventory. Yeah, there you go. I just don't want you wandering around with some random diamonds and glass. So now I in the spirit of a cooking show, there we go. Okay, in the spirit of a cooking show, I have pre-baked some of these items we were just talking about so we can see the difference really quickly. You can see the first one's just regular chest. So if you right-click on it, you'll see that's a chest. Look at that.
Pretty
cool, huh?
Uh-huh.
The next one is a copper chest. So right-click on that.
Whoa.
You'll see, look, it's copper chest. It's a little bit bigger.
Ah, okay. So,
right?
So the names of the chests are not indicative of materials. It's just indicative of size, right?
It's the materials that went into making it.
Uh-huh.
And the higher grade the chest is, the more expensive the materials that you used, the more storage you get out of it. So the next one is an iron chest.
Ah, okay.
So the iron chest is a little more expensive than the copper chest. It's a little bit bigger.
Got it. Okay.
And the next one.
Silver
is the silver chest, and you
Whoa.
Can see it's a little bit bigger yet again.
Okay,
and the next one, gold.
Wow,
and you can see it's significantly larger, and the last one, of course, a diamond chest. The diamond chest is pretty big. Lots of storage in the diamond chest. Really nice. Now, we didn't create one more, and that's the crystal chest. You can see it next to it. The crystal chest, if you right-click on it, it's the same storage as a diamond chest, but it does have an important difference. Anything you put into it, if you close that, close the chest, you can see from the outside. See? You can see the actual blocks that are inside of there.
Wow. That's
so
cool.
You can load that up with different stuff. You can put whatever you want in it. All kinds of cool stuff you can put in there, and you'll be able to see it from the outside, what's out there. Now, it's a cool effect. Kill systems. It is really brutal on video cards, especially if you have a lot of chests like this. It will destroy your computer. I mean, not literally destroy your computer, but it will make it unpleasant. So they're really cool. They're cool to look at. Really good in a single-player world. I wouldn't necessarily use it in a multiplayer world or use a lot of them, but it's still kind of a cool effect, I think. It might be good for when we get later on, when we get to an AE storage system, we'll talk about you can pull items out of chests, and this might be a good one for that because you can see the items as they go through the chest. But there's probably better ways to visualize that anyway. Now, the last item there is a barrel. And we haven't talked about barrels yet, but we are going to right now. So let's go back to the crafting bench. Barrels are one of those things that I wish so much they had in regular Minecraft because they are super, super useful. They're an early, early mass storage system. They're something you can throw a lot of stuff in, and they're really easy to make. So you need regular wood. And actually, I'll go ahead and show you what goes into this. So you need you need planks first.
Okay.
But you put your plank up at the top.
Okay.
And then you take regular wood, like just oak or any other kind of wood, and you put it around the outside like that. And now you can see you have a barrel on the right-hand side. That's it. It's a barrel.
All right.
It's really easy.
So what do you do with barrels?
So the cool thing about barrels is, let's go back over to this one. You know how when you're mining, you always end up with, let's say a few stacks of stone, a couple stacks of dirt, some cobbles. So go ahead and grab the stacks there. Okay, now you have the stone in your hand. You see how
I do.
You have multiple stacks of stone?
Yeah.
So right-click with the stone in your hand twice on the first barrel. Look at that.
Whoa.
You put in 2x64 plus 63 blocks of stone.
Wow.
Now, if you right-click again, right now you have 3x64. So you can put in stacks and stacks and stacks of one material in a barrel. You can't put in anything other than stone in that barrel now. You can empty it and put other stuff into it, but you can put as much stone into it as you want. Now, if you want it back out, you just left click on it and you get one stack out at a time.
That's really cool.
So, to put stuff into it, you just double click with whatever material you have in your hand and it'll dump all of the stuff, all of it that you have in your inventory into that box.
Now, can you
barrel.
Combine different materials in the same thing?
No. So barrels hold one type of material, type of block.
Got it.
If you start putting wood into one or if you start putting gravel into one, you can't put anything other than gravel into that. You can put, I think it's 64 stacks of that gravel into
it. Okay, so there is a limit, but it's...
There is a limit.
Got it. So I can put cobblestone next to it. Oh, I see. That's cool.
Yeah. And it's pretty nice because, you can throw as... You know, tons of material into this. When you're first starting out, when you end up with all that cobble and all that gravel and dirt and stuff like that, it is really nice to be able to have somewhere you can put it all. Because here's the thing in Feed the Beast, no materials really go to waste. Everything, you can do something with everything to get something better out of it later. So if you're mining and you're just starting out and you're used to playing in Minecraft and you gather 30 stacks of stone from your mine, and you're like, this stuff is garbage. I'm not going to build a castle with it. I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm going to throw it in a lava pit. Don't do that and Feed the Beast. Build some barrels. They're not that expensive. Throw it all in there, and later on, you'll come back to it because you can use it as a raw material for something else, and it'll be really cool. So, in general, that is the number one rule in Feed the Beast. Don't throw anything away. You will have a use for it later.
Got it.
Even if it seems like it's complete garbage. Now, there is another, there's a few more storage things in here we haven't really talked about. One I want to touch on, we're not going to craft any of it because it's kind of complicated, but it's pretty easy. We'll look at it in NEI. So go ahead and hit E and bring up your NEI.
Right.
and search for backpack.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So a backpack, and I'm actually going to change my inventory mode over to cheat so that I can grab them without having to. So you leave yours alone. But so backpacks are just like they sound, something you can carry with you that give you additional slots. So check out the miner's backpack. So click on the miner's backpack.
Okay.
And so that's what goes into crafting it. You need some wool, you need some string, some iron, and a chest. And then there's the miner's woven backpack, which is the next one. And so that takes a little bit more work. You have to have a special machine to make it. That's what that carpenter is. And then there's a digger's backpack you can see next to it. Same sort of idea. Basically just different kinds of material, stone instead of iron. Forester's backpack. You can see, you just go through and there's different, just basically different methods of making a similar idea. They all will hold 15 slots, but they're really nice because if you're out somewhere and you need to store some extra stuff, you grab a few of these backpacks, make a few of these backpacks and carry some additional stuff.
So what do I do with the backpack once I have it?
Put it in your hand and right click on it.
Oh, that's it. Oh,
there you go.
Wow.
You got 15 slots of extra storage.
So I see.
So now you can
take these.
You can
items.
Throw a bunch of stuff into that. And if it's right and put it all in the, I think you can hold, once it's in your inventory, I think you can hold shift and click and move it up to it.
It won't go up.
Nope, I guess not. Okay. So, maybe there's a cap on how much it'll hold. I think there's a weight cap on how much backpacks will hold.
Oh, it's a weight cap. Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure exactly. I actually didn't deal with backpacks because I learned about them really late.
Maybe it's the type of materials because it won't let me put this in the backpack, but it will let me put.
Oh yes, that's the miners versus diggers. So if I throw you a diggers and I throw you a forestry, so here's a diggers and here's a foresters. So the type of backpack defines the material you can put into it.
I see. So here's a foresters, and then I can put wood in there.
Yeah, here's a...
Ah, that's cool.
So if you look at the, like the adventurers, you might be able to put other stuff into the adventurers. I'm not sure what. But you get the idea. You can have these backpacks, different kinds of backpacks, and carry additional materials with you. Have additional inventory for you to throw stuff into when you're out exploring. And then when you come back, again, you throw the whole backpack into one of your chests. And you can just store it in there. Just leave it in there. Because you got lots of storage space now.
And there's all my backpacks in there.
Now you can see it all through there. Yeah. And if I find somebody making a whole bunch of these crystal chests and lagging a server out, I will come and destroy them. But they do have their place. They're just kind of, you know, that's you walk into a room with a whole bunch of those, you can just feel the frame rate drop. So that is just sort of some basic storage. Can you put a backpack into a barrel? Doug is asking in the chat room, and I don't know, Chase, you can try, but I'm pretty sure you can't. Oh, you can. Holy crap.
And look, it says 2 of 15 slots, one digger's backpack even says so.
Oh, so that's the thing though. The items have to match exactly. So you can put a bunch of empty backpacks or you can put a bunch of full backpacks, but you can't put backpacks of different amounts of slot of stuff in them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it defines what's in there by the name that it has. So you'd have to fill up a bunch of backpacks to put it in there.
That's so cool. I like this.
So yeah, this, but again, this is scratching the surface.
I know.
I'd really love to talk about additional storage methods. The ME storage system, from the AE, is really, really, really amazing, but, complicated, seriously complicated. Direwolf did a fantastic series of videos on it. If you'd like to get to it before we get to it, go watch his, seriously. Did you push the rain button?
No.
All right, I'll turn it off. If you'd like to learn more about AE and the new AE system that's in the current version and how it works, Direwolf has done I think he did four videos on it, and they're fantastic. And it's really, really amazing and really powerful. And honestly, even in his four videos, he didn't really get all that far into it.
Wow.
He got a ways into it, but there's still stuff that he didn't manage to cover yet. So, but yeah, this is Feed the Beast. This is
nice.
These chests, these multi-storage chests, storing a lot more material, especially barrels.
Yeah.
I think it's something that people who are getting into Feed the Beast, who are just starting out, I think it's a really, really important thing to know. And it's something I didn't know about when I first started. And I wish I had, because I would have made some different choices and probably saved a lot of time and some storage and a lot of wood, because I wouldn't have made so many of those stupid regular Minecraft chests. But yeah, this is honestly just the beginning. We'll do more stuff. I got to pick the next topic, but this is storage, Feed the Beast storage in a nutshell. I hope it is helpful to people out there who are getting into it. I know it's the sort of content I would like to have had when I first started.
Well, it makes it also very, very helpful to know the advanced things of Minecraft and in the advanced ways of some of these mods and some of these guys and gals that have made some incredible work when it comes to these mods. And I'm just like, wow, this is so freaking cool. And we're just scratching the surface of a world that obviously, I mean, I've seen some videos and I'm just like, how do they do that? How can I get started in that? And that's really why we're going off of this on this Feed the Beast branch to do that for you guys.
I watched the other day a guy do a 40-minute video on building a fusion power plant in Feed the Beast.
See?
Yeah.
And that's just one thing. That's one thing. Yes.
It's a pretty advanced thing. Don't get me wrong, but it was.
The chat room's telling us right now that we're not even scratching the surface. This is like pre-scratch. No. You're about to scratch.
You're
not even there.
This is the bare. It's like you haven't scratched.
Now you guys,
but man.
No, I cannot wait to start more. Now, by the way, we're going to be starting our own Feed the Beast server, and if you guys want to get in on it, you got to become a Patreon, and to do that, you got to head over to patreon.com/minecraft, and that's how you can support us. And if you want to be a part of our Feed the Beast server community, an option will be dropping here very, very soon. If you want to jump in and be a part of things, we're going to have a package together where if you come in and contribute to us, not only you'll get access to the creative side, where we, you know, you can create to your heart's content, but you also will get access to our Feed the Beast map that will launch soon. But not only that, you know, really you should be supporting this show, because our show is about community. It's about Minecraft and having good times with good people and making the ultimate show about Minecraft. So if you want to become a Patreon today, head over to patreon.com/Minecraft, and that's where you can go and support this awesome show. And obviously, you know, we're going to be going on a tangent, if you will. So we'll still have, obviously, the normal segments that we do, and the challenges and the specials and the smaller how-to things that don't deal with Feed the Beast. But I really can't wait to start going and branching out to this advanced stuff. And by the way, I don't know if you guys noticed on the Patreon or not, but on the left-hand side, we do have a new goal. And it's a totally separate series, and this would be for you guys. This would be for Patreons to get it first, and we would do a special Let's Play series. So myself, Joe, John, and Cameron, hopefully all four of us can be available when we do this. And basically what we would do is we would do a short, you know, 30-minute hour show of just us hanging out and building in Feed the Beast. Cameron's our camera guy, for all the stuff that we've done at Minecon and PAX and E3. So you can check this out here. That's our next big goal that we're shooting for, a Let's Play. But don't worry, we'll still do Feed the Beast here on this main show. But we kind of wanted to do a segment outside of the show where we can just all four of us hang out and just build and work on big projects together. And have a lot of fun. So if you guys want to see more of that, support us on Patreon. But don't worry, we'll still be doing a lot of how-tos on the normal Minecraft Me show. We're just adding some new things to share with you guys, and it's always a lot of fun. Joe, as you said, we're not even scratching the tip of the iceberg or the surface.
I think Hatless Magician said it best in here. Or no, I'm sorry, Grim Reaper said it. This is scratching with snow gloves on.
And then Hatless Magician said, episode 1,000, maybe they'll scratch the surface. Episode 10,000, yeah. We finally scratched the surface. Oh, man.
But, I hope it won't take that long. Yeah. But yeah, it is just the beginning of a long, long multi-part series.
Yeah. Yeah, we and granted, you know, to be fair, our good friend John, Jess Ducky, saying, mm-hmm. you know, and they say Eve has a learning curve. Touche, my friend, touche.
But I mean, you
but
know.
We don't need spreadsheets.
Yeah, that's true.
He's helping. that's so sweet. Hey, guys, mm-hmm. want to remind you real quick, next week we'll be doing our Survivor Games Patreon special. So head on over to patreon.com/Minecraft if you want to get on that reserved list, basically that secures your slot. I really want to see us pack the house on this one. So it's going to be on Sunday, March 1st, and we'll release a time next week, okay? But Sunday, March 1st, in 2 weeks, we'll be doing the Survivor Games monthly special. And I know that there's some rumors that we might have a new map. I haven't been able to confirm that yet, but there might be a possibility of that happening as well.
Yeah, we've talked about it, but we haven't really talked about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've talked about it, but not talked about it. And by the way, you can find this show on iTunes and all the major podcatching clients out there. Just do a search for Minecraft Me. And if you download the show on iTunes, they love reviews. So if you haven't done so yet, please write a review on Minecraft Me. If you hate it, please write me first and let me know why. But if you like it, leave a review. We'd love to have that, share the wealth out there and show everybody what an awesome show this is. We do the show on Sundays at live.geekgamer.tv. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at geekgamertv because we are doing some giveaways now. Amazon has launched a very easy and quick program for us to give away some cool things. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at GeekGamerTV. Well, I think that's it for this Feed the Beast special, Joe, unless there's anything final you want to say before we get out of here, but I cannot wait to do more of this.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's really cool, and I honestly haven't spent enough time in it. I really need to play it a lot more than I have.
Yes.
But
I just hope reach our Patreon goal because then we have a great excuse to keep doing it. And even if we don't hit that goal, maybe we'll throw out some things special just for the patrons out there.
Do something every once in a while as a Patreon bonus. It just wouldn't be a regular show. Be something we'd be doing on a regular frequent basis.
Right, exactly. But, yeah. So, well, you guys, we can't wait to see you next week for the Survivor Games. But in the meantime, and also to see what you guys are doing on those Dr. Seuss challenges, because I know everybody likes the Cat in the Hat, right? So maybe you guys will come up with something there.
Or the Grinch.
Or the Grinch.
Or the Lorax. The Lorax.
Lorax.
Anyway, any of the others. Horton.
Yes.
Many fish.
Yes.
Red fish and
right.
blue fish.
Yeah, yeah.
and strange colored eggs and ham.
Well, that's it. We got to get out of here. But hey, guys, thanks for joining us this week on Minecraft Me. We'll see you guys again next week. Keep digging. Is, you know, we decided to stop by the theater after the show. You know, we know these guys here in the Dither in Dither's Home Theater. And look at that. They've we got FTB for in spirit of this Feed the Beast episode. Obviously this episode was a little different for us. A different style of doing it, and obviously we had a lot of Minecraft play, but we really wanted to dedicate it a lot of time to getting you guys started in Feed the Beast, because we know a lot of you will be following along with us. So, but it's one of those things that we cannot wait to continue and do more of. But this is a good way of getting it started. And look at all you guys hanging out with us on the show. Yeah! That's awesome. Very cool. Well, thanks again for joining us, you guys. And we will see you guys again next week. As I say, on the show. Keep digging. And I'll cut there.